This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The president's address yesterday has by now been thoroughly dissected, language, tone, and content. So, on to other matters, like what everybody was wearing. The Obama women, fair or not, all three of them, and how their inaugural style choices might trickle down market. As we usually do when we want to talk fashion, we've called fashion writer Kate Betts. Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. So listen, we'll get to the First Lady in a minute, but my reading of the fashion press this morning, such as it is that Sasha and Malia are the new thing with those coats and the dresses,
well,
right?
It's funny because I was thinking that when I saw her come out of the car to go to the church, and she was wearing the sort of darker, more somber outfit, and the two girls were in those brilliant colors. And I thought, oh, maybe this is the First Lady's way of saying, okay, now it's all about the next generation, you know?
Do you actually think Mrs. Obama thinks about this stuff when she chooses designers and all that for the high-profile events that she does?
Well, I do, because I think that every political image is thought about carefully. And I think especially in these big moments where the whole world is watching, I think she's thinking very carefully about it. You know, mostly I hope she's thinking carefully about it for the fashion business, because it gives the American fashion business such a big boost.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks here. And I want to stick with the girls for a second, because that's kind of the thing that's all buzzy out there. Kate Spade and J. Crew, are they now going to sell more stuff because an 11 and a 14-year-old girl wore it on Inauguration Day?
Yeah, I think so. Yes,
really?
In fact, I can probably guarantee that.
Is that where we are now?
Yeah, that's where we are. But I think that's where we've always been. I mean, if you look at First Ladies going all the way back to, you know, Frances Cleveland, people were cutting their hair the way she cut her hair and wearing things that she wore and buying products that she bought. I mean, the First Lady has always had that kind of power.
Yeah, so First Ladies I get, right? I mean, that makes sense. But we're talking about teenagers here. I mean, what's that about?
You mean in terms of people emulating their style?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, teenagers are watching those girls. Everybody's watching those girls. And yesterday, obviously, they were very much on display and they were wearing these gorgeous coats. And I think, you know, teenagers are into fashion, too. So why not?
So as these girls get older now and as they are more in the public eye, are we going to see more of this?
Well, I think we will see a lot more of it, and we'll see more risk taking because they are teenagers. And as they become, you know, older teens, they'll start dressing themselves more and taking more risks. And that'll be interesting. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. But I have a tough time believing
Michelle. Get ready for goth Malia.
Yeah. See, I would pay money to see that. Kate Betts, her book is called, actually, it's about Michelle Obama. It's called Everyday Icon, Michelle Obama and the Power of Style. Kate, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.